And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's a first for all four of us. All four of us? That's right. It's a combo Sports Widow Sports Dump Cast episode with Ethan Salam, Molly Erdman, and Duke. That's right. Orgy of idiocy. Hopefully, if all goes as it should. This is the dream team, guys. None of you know it, but this is what I've been dreaming to put together. We've got our legitimate broadcaster slash professional athlete in Ephraim Salam. Mm-hmm. We have me. I have the computer and the equipment. we have the Sports Widow, the most popular element of the sports dump.
Thank you.
And secret weapon, of course, Nooch.
Yes, the stingray of sports.
The stingray of sports, that's right. And we have stuff to talk about. Today is, I was saying before we went on the air, so to speak, that there's nothing happening today professionally. All-Star Game was yesterday, and so there's no baseball.
Did you watch the All-Star Game?
I watched bits and pieces of it, and then I recorded it because we watched something else and then went back and watched what happened.
How was it? Was it exciting?
No. Okay. It's like they've ruined the All-Star Game by taking what it was, which was a, you know, competitive game, and then they made it count for something, which made it even more competitive in a way, but they had that tie game that was ridiculous, and then they tied it into what league gets home field in the World Series. And then once they take that away, now it seems like nothing.
Wait, they took away that it
doesn't
decides
matter. Yes.
Home
it
field advantage?
It no longer
advantage?
Decides yeah. home field advantage. Oh. So it was competitive in the 70s, almost too much. Pete Rose ended a guy's career in an All-Star game.
Oh,
did you know
God.
That?
No.
Ray
LaMontagne.
Nope. not helpful at all. Ray
Lewis.
He was no. also not helpful. He was a catcher.
You can call me Ray?
No, yeah. He was a catcher for Cleveland, I think, and that ended his career.
Oh, Ray Allen.
No,
I like that.
Okay. Well, that's a Hall of Famer,
close,
though.
Close.
People who know sports know, and people who don't know sports, it doesn't matter. But Pete Rose ran into the guy.
Ray Buchwald. Mm.
These are all good names.
The Buchwald
of the Buchwald clan.
Yeah.
You can't be anything but a clan if you're a Buchwald.
If you're a Buchwald, you got to be a clan.
Yeah. It's not the Buchwald, you know, estate. Anyway, so what? No, I didn't. And also, I guess the home run derby kills the ratings compared to the All-Star game.
Yeah, the fact that baseball puts their All-Star game on in the middle of the week.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Lets you know everything you need to know.
It also lets you know what a drought of sports we're in, that they can afford to do that. Well, this weekend, they didn't want to compete with the World Cup, which was great. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched it. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. Now, I know most people didn't watch it, and you missed out. Because imagine the AFC and NFC championship games were on Tuesday and Wednesday morning. That would be so awesome. At least for me. Unemployed dude sitting around home. Anyway, maybe
wait,
not everyone is me.
I'm surprised. So
this
wait,
is when she chimes in.
I'm surprised you don't have a job.
No, you're not.
No, what? I'm surprised that like who thought that it would be too much competition with the World Cup to put the All-Star game.
I don't know if that was their
real
thing.
That doesn't seem like a crossover
audience. No, there also is Wimbledon's finals this weekend.
Again, this seems like three very different sports audiences.
But all of those come on in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. You could have done the All-Star game at night. They're over by, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's true. That could have been a whole fun day of sports.
Yeah, and the Summer League Championship was also something they had to discuss at meetings.
Well, they had to actually compete with that last night.
That's
did you watch
about.
That instead, didn't
well,
you?
Well, Portland was out of the gates.
They blew them away. Yeah. Our Lakers. Mm-hmm. Our Lakers, guys.
That's not our Lakers. It's one guy on that
guy
team.
The, and he may not
be on the Lakers.
So speaking of the Lakers, now that LeBron is here, I think we should really focus more on L.A. in general because everybody else is going to be. The first thing I want to say is, Kobe fans, please. I remember when I moved here, I would call into radio stations until I made. Did I tell you about the most egregious error? It's nice that Ephraim's here because he sets me straight about some racial issues.
Yeah. Oh, good.
We found out through the time we've done that he's racist.
No,
He's grown up.
No, he's ignorant. Right, no. Yes.
He's not rough, just teasing. He's not racist. But he's grown up in a racist household that he had no idea until he was like, oh, yeah. So that's what Nana meant.
Well, ooh. Grandma, I knew Grandma was racist for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Your friend is colored, Joe.
And Roger is not gay, my father said to me after my extremely gay college friend had been at the house. There's a lot of issues with the Canales, but Molly was there when my daughter said the thing to Claudia about her hair.
Oh. No, it wasn't about her hair. It was about her skin.
Right. Why are you burnt?
Mm. Yeah. That's
she was a child.
That's what you're raising. That's what you're raising here.
Now, that one's raised already, and I think she's fixed in that regard.
Fixed.
Chicago public schools are great in that way. I'm all for the, what do they call it, the charter, the magnet schools and stuff. That's great. Anyway.
Integration?
Yes.
Oh, you're I'm in for that. Oh, that's great.
But the
wow.
step beyond
what a
that.
Stance.
So progressive.
Beyond that. Yeah.
So progressive.
That. Not making it a rule.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Let's get back to LeBron.
Okay.
My point I'm making is the Kobe.
Who is black, by the way? Yeah. Okay.
As is Kobe.
All right.
I don't notice.
You guys didn't know, right?
I don't see it.
Perfect answer. Perfect answer.
Oh, that's what I was jumping around.
Although he's athletic and tall and so.
Here's why I stopped calling into LA radio. This is what I was, my tangent. I called in because they were saying there are no black NFL owners. And I thought Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, who you played for.
Yes.
I thought he was African American.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
I did.
The guy who invented Home Depot.
I didn't know anything about his history. I don't know. He looked like, to me, he looked like Cab Calloway.
I don't know.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I do know who Cab Calloway is. Do you know who Cab Calloway is?
I just in my mind, it was very embarrassing. I'm admitting it, and I haven't called into a radio station since. The point I'm making is what would always make me call in is when Kobe fans, and this is 8 years ago, because someone was talking about trading LeBron for Kobe at that time.
Oh, that's terrible.
And the Kobe fans are like, I never do it. I was like, every person on the Lakers would trade. Every player on the Lakers would take LeBron over Kobe right now today.
Except for management.
Well, yes, but that's dumb. Like, the point I was trying to make, like, the point they're making, and the Kobe fans still, they hold out. You got the best player in the world right now. You got the at least second best player in the history of basketball, and you're X-ing out his thing to welcome him to town.
Yeah, I guess it's a very personal relationship they had with Kobe. That's all I can think, because logically, or if you step back objectively, you'd say, oh, no, LeBron, and he's the ultimate teammate, too.
Yes!
But I don't know how people are sassing him within, like, a week.
It's
and
the same.
Twice, once they fixed it, they did it again.
I think it's an indictment on society in general that anyone would think Kobe is a better Laker all time than Magic. Just right there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Magic is better, makes his teammates better, less selfish, better person. Best player on the teams he was on, as opposed to Kobe, who was the second best player.
Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the best
player
on the team. Just to let you, I mean, he wasn't flashy,
but he
had a shot that no one could stop, even when he was 40.
But he doesn't even get into the argument with Laker fans.
I understand, but when you go down the road of saying who's the best Laker, and you say, well, Magic was clearly better than all of the –
I know. That's just
quite a bit of Hall
like,
of Fame
I'm,
famers
I,
on that
true.
That
a lot
team.
Of players. You could make a case.
And what Kobe
Jerry
was
West
able
was
to
great.
Do
yeah.
was win a championship with him, a Spaniard, and us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Which no other Laker has been able to do. Think about that.
Yeah. That's true. Now, Pau Gasol is a Hall of Famer.
He will be a Hall of Famer, yes.
Internationally, too, and everything.
But he is a Spaniard.
It's so humid here today. We should talk about the thunder we had. He's not Shaq.
Right.
I got Andrew Bynum in those years.
Bynum almost went to UConn.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a guy. Did
Nooch,
he get
let me guess. You're a UConn fan?
Oh, yeah. Number one
and
on the planet.
Sit now here in your UConn
now he's
Husky
not
hat.
He's not always
your
that.
Your jersey. Yeah. Your basketball UConn
I know.
Jersey.
And this is just a casual one, too.
He has a dress-up one as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Formal one.
Oh, he's got a bunch that definitely open that. We are dealing with unprecedented humidity in Los Angeles
yes.
today.
Yeah.
Right. It's 12% is unprecedented, but there was thunder about an hour ago.
Yeah, we had legitimate thunder.
And a brief bit of rain, which was nice.
Light rain.
So,
but look, I'll weigh in on the Kobe fan, LeBron thing. I'm a Kobe fan. I'm a Kobe guy, not a LeBron guy. I think the way people embraced LeBron, like when you start saying LeBron James, the king of L.A., right?
Coming right out of the bat, right.
That's not the proper way to wish someone or welcome someone into the town.
That's
right.
True.
So when you start putting up murals about LeBron James being the savior, king of L.A. and all of that, I just drove down Ventura and at Penn's, on their marquee, it says LeBron James is the king of L.A. Yeah. Like, that's not what you, that's not the message. LeBron doesn't want that message.
Yeah.
That's like, he's like, no, I'm not.
And especially, LA is saying you don't say that in LA. You especially could be the king of Sacramento.
Yeah. Right. Especially if you haven't won a championship for LA yet. Right. So now, if this season goes to plan or exceeds expectations and they win a championship, now you can start floating around LeBron James as the king. That's the problem. Yeah. They don't hate LeBron. They hate the way that people have anointed him the king and just completely erased, right, the lineage and the history and the memory of the great Lakers. Right.
That's true. You don't just jump out of the bat and say,
I get that.
I think that's a fair.
Well, I think that's finally the first reasonable assessment. I now completely feel differently. And I admire that they use stats in the graffiti. With his three and six record in the first graffiti.
The first graffiti was better. But the second one, they knew they were being looked at, so they had to do a quick X. But you're right. The 3-6 was some clever graffiti.
Now, here's a question. Do you think LeBron could come out and say, hey, guys, I appreciate it, but I haven't done anything. I really want to earn it. Or do you think he's been advised to sort of
he's probably laying back.
Let it go. There's no need to even address it, right?
There's a lot of time before the season starts. And this season is not... I think I said this last episode, but I'm thinking it more and more with the moves they're making. This is a rest season for LeBron. You can't go to 14 straight NBA finals, which is like if he was to go. He's gone to 8 in a row. This year he's going to play. He'll play most of the home games. He'll play like 60 games in the season. Rondo and those guys are going to beat the shit out of the young guys in practice every day and make them tough and make them good. And then when they're all gone the following year, LeBron resets and starts his charge in earnest, is my guess. Unless Toronto immediately flips Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers.
They have 64 days before they can
So they have to keep him and then trade. Okay.
64 days. Which is a great possibility.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of the only news today is that Kawhi Leonard was traded to the Toronto Raptors for DeMar DeRozan and a bag of ketchup and a Chevron gas card.
Yes. And it's interesting. Now, again, oftentimes they ask if these things are done at these times on purpose. Today's a slow day. So San Antonio had to know that this would be basically the story all day. It's also, I think, a bit of an FU to Kawhi. Because what's the furthest city from Los Angeles?
It's not in the country.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Send him out of the country.
It's one team in the NBA outside of the United States.
And you know what? When you go from Texas, which has zero. Now, going to L.A., the tax in California would have been much more than Texas. But when you go to Canada, the taxes in Canada, this is, you know.
You get taxed twice.
But you do get free health care.
I would say that's a huge FU because his service. He wasn't rewarded. He was literally deported to another country.
True.
Yes.
Forcibly.
That's a nice. If you did that with a little bit more, either Muhammad Ali or more likely and probably Howard Cosell, that rhyme there.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't rewarded. He was actually deported.
I thought it was
you
more.
You can turn that into a phrase.
Oh, shoot.
You can call me.
No. The lawyer.
Ooh,
the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran.
Thank you.
I'll tell you this. He wasn't rewarded. He was deported.
There it is. Is he still working as a lawyer? Because maybe I can help him write some of his
cases. He's away recently?
He's dead.
But the other lawyer who was on that goes on the Lebatard show sometimes.
Shapiro.
Not Shapiro. He might be dead,
He's
too.
He's dead, too.
Other African-American lawyer.
What's his name?
He's a big-time lawyer, too.
Yes. I see him.
I think he actually maybe runs Cochran's law firm now.
Yes, he does.
Well, I may have to write him an email.
So 64 days. Now, again, if our listeners don't know, Kawhi Leonard went to San Diego State, and Ephraim went to San Diego State just a couple years earlier.
The San Diego State.
The San Diego.
Very nice.
The San, did they dot the I in San Diego? Yeah. So
I do want to. I do. I'm having flashbacks of that Sweet 16.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I
well,
did,
we can
I
say
wait,
it. Okay.
Did you guys beat?
We
UConn?
Were probably.
No, no. UConn beat us, yeah. But it was horse shit.
Oh, this
because this is what happened. So this was Kemba Walker and Kawhi Leonard going at
yes,
each other.
Excellent game in Anaheim. We were probably
in Anaheim.
There,
I was there.
Yeah,
I definitely
too.
Was
what?
There. This and is great. And mm-hmm. So if you remember in the first half of that basketball game, they gave Kawhi a personal foul, and then they gave him a technical.
Yeah, I did not like it, and I fell in love with Kawhi that day.
I said, what? So he had to sit out
the
whole –
The man who has never spoken.
They gave him a technical
foul.
Because
that counts as another
his
foul.
His only technical foul in his entire college basketball career, they gave him one in the Sweet 16. And he had to sit out the remainder of the first half.
Because a technical in college counts as a regular foul,
yes.
too. Yeah. So that's two fouls.
He has two fouls, and I was like, are you –
The fix
kidding
was in.
Me.
The fix was in.
Yeah, sadly there is some messiness in college athletics. I don't want to get. I want to keep my job, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. But I don't like seeing that kind of stuff.
Wait, what job?
You want a fair fight?
What job are you keeping?
Well, representing professional sports. I don't want to think, oh, he's a loose cannon. He's going to shed the light on us.
Yeah. That's the only reason you're here is loose cannon.
Right.
We need looser.
We're trying to steer Ephraim away from legitimacy. We can.
Well, there's just another fine example then. Of
I love
some
that
of
you were both at that game, though.
When was that?
This was probably
2011.
2011,
UConn's last championship?
Second to last.
Oh, that's right. Kevin Ollie.
It was a good game, too. It came all the way down the last 3 minutes of the game. It was back and forth. But that technical foul got Kemba Walker fired up, and he went crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
And those are still two of my favorite players, Kawhi and Kemba. But Kemba more so because of his huskiness and Jeremy Lamb.
His huskiness.
Right.
Nice. For sure.
That's a different definition.
Yeah, not the
like
same.
Not like Khalid Al-Amin huskiness.
We made,
he's also a champion.
Earlier this year, we made a mistake. We should have gone to the UCLA-UConn women's game.
Yeah.
Dan is not – and I don't understand. Should've. If you're a UConn fan, why don't you embrace the greatest college basketball program of the last 20 years?
Of the last ever. Yeah.
UCLA in the wooden years might compete. They went like to 8 in a row or something.
Yeah,
different game.
Oh, that's when there were not a lot of black opponents.
No, there weren't.
These colleges, right?
UCLA was getting black players.
Yeah, the only team that was doing that. Is it a shocker that they went to 8 or 11 finals or something like that or
to
championships?
Me, that shows the strength. The stubbornness of racism.
Oh, of course.
Because at certain points, like in the SEC, when and in any of these sports,
still very racist. Just for the record,
to be fair, but not so much that they won't have a 90% African American team.
Absolutely not.
But like Boston, you know, when baseball integrated, Boston was the last team to integrate. Mm-hmm. A team that at that point had a very long drought from a championship and is very competitive, and yet still
can't do it.
Still, they push, they push. It's just ridiculous.
And then, what does that say about their fans? Like. No one was piping up.
Right. No one was like, we want the colored guys.
Yes.
They were just like,
because
17th in the league, it's cool.
If there aren't any on your team, you can go to the game and feel free to just say whatever you want.
Right.
But if there is one, you don't want to influence his. Well, I don't
say
want
whatever
to think
you
I'm a
want.
Bad guy.
I think you're showing some more of your true racist roots here.
Yeah.
Or maybe you were projecting, but you said say whatever you want as if you were at
here's
a game
what I will
there.
Say. I am a one of the highest level hecklers I've ever encountered.
Yes.
And if I were to be a virulent racist, I'm sure I would say horrible things like that.
I can see that.
I know exactly what to concentrate on with people. You know, you find a one little thing that annoys or aggravates them, and you just keep hitting on it.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it. Like when I got the crap beat out of me in the softball game, it was just for saying, you can't slide. You can't. Did I say anything other than you can't slide?
I heard every time I hear this story, a new facts emerge. And I heard you said something about someone who was wearing like a White Sox hat or something.
Oh,
and
many, many things
comment.
About
that
it.
That was the most ridiculous thing I said. To show how angry this guy is, as yeah. we're leaving and the shit. I'm not saying that you're an asshole. I go, Mark Burley was overrated.
Yeah. You said they shouldn't have won the World Series.
Yes, I said they shouldn't have won the World Series in 2005.
Yes.
Like stuff that is
yeah,
dumb.
No, absolutely.
And the guy was going crazy.
But it's dumb, but you're clearly saying it to evoke a yes. response, and then you yeah. get mad if there's a response.
And this,
there is, there, because the comment is so... Because, sorry, there you go. Sorry, you're right. I forgot.
He got yeah. swept
here's why
up. And
I get yeah. so angry that what I'm saying something to someone that is so ridiculous that for them to get angry at, it's like saying, your eyes are purple.
But then why say it?
Because I'm an asshole.
When
it boils down, why? Because I'm angry at that
right.
moment too,
okay.
and I'm a last word kind of guy. And I also think that it softens it. If I say something rude about your mother, he has actual...
Right.
It's the ultimate element, like a teaser or somebody who's a disruptor will do, is by saying something about Mark Burley, if he comes back and attacks me, I can say, that's irrational what you... All I said was that they shouldn't have won the... That's a dumb thing I would say. Just ignore that. But when someone is aggravated... You can say something completely innocuous.
Yes.
You know this, Molly.
Right.
I mean, you
I
live
do.
With them.
Yeah.
You're married to them. Yeah. So how was the argument? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
How was it in terms of arguing and communication, Molly?
Well, the stakes
I'm not
are.
Talking to you.
All right. That's true. This is what Sports Widow's
well,
here
I
for.
Well, I just...
How do you deal with it?
Well, I think that that's the thing with... I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I my thought is just, but why?
Right.
And that's always my feeling is that, you know, Joe is, you know, Joe never, and I'm speaking metaphorically, never like punches you in the face, but he taps you on the shoulder enough times
yeah.
that at some point you're like, stop it.
Yes, yeah. True.
You're right.
Which then he laughs at because he thinks it's funny.
Right. And then, and what it is it's an overreaction
so is that a
to
micro-
the one tap, but not to the hundreds of taps.
Is that a
right.
microcosm of what's happening in the household here? Or do you
yeah.
just ignore him?
Hard to ignore, but when I can, it is powerful.
Yes.
That's the one thing
and
that he doesn't know how to respond to.
And I am nicer to Molly than I was to this jackass in the softball game.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was truly, also at that moment, I was starting to realize I had been punched in the ribs.
Yes.
The pain was starting
yes.
to set in there. I was walking with you at that point.
Yes, right. Yes, absolutely.
And I admitted my faults to the commissioner right there when
right
we were there.
Right there, Jesse heard
yeah.
us out. Jesse's a great
commissioner.
Shout out to Jesse.
Shout out to Jesse.
Nooch, were you involved in the brawl as well?
I was.
He was there.
I became
I know.
The Iron Condor of peace, and I was separating people, and I literally had to physically remove a guy's forearm from our friend Colin's throat.
Poor Colin.
Because this guy was so enraged, he was trying to choke him out. He'd already had a bloody head wound.
He had what's the move?
Pile driver.
DDT'd him into the ground or something.
Yeah. And this is a father of two children.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking this is all ridiculous. This is softball theater league.
Yes.
Yep.
This is prison
yeah.
rules?
Yeah, what no, it got unnecessarily ugly immediately.
Yep.
Had to have a third party team break
yes.
it up.
I'm remembering now also because you gave Nooch a ride home from that game. So Joe calls me and he was like, hey, I'm just giving Nooch a ride home. And like there was something else. And then he was like, yeah, there was a bench clearing brawl. I may have some broken ribs, but like, but first cover the logistics of like,
right, what was going on. Do you need anything?
Right.
I might stop at the store.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I can't breathe. I have a collapsed lung.
Right.
I knew I could breathe. I won't tell you how Nooch and I figured out we could breathe or I could breathe, but it is hard to drive on those canyon roads with bad ribs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good that I'm here.
Yeah. I felt terrible. And I had a flashback because my brother had hurt his back in a softball game years ago.
Softball is brutal.
Yeah.
You
should probably stay away from softball.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Terrible.
What happened to your brother?
But I had to drive. Well, it was like a muscle thing.
Good thing you know.
Oh, okay.
And he threw his back out. So I had to drive his shift stick.
Oh,
automobile
no.
through the canyons. And he was in. I was such a bad driver.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Halfway down the canyons, even in all the back pain, he had to take over.
Oh, my
but
God.
I thought, never again. And then when your ribs hurt, I was like, riding the line, do I offer to ride myself? Is he in what pain?
God.
Yeah. No,
I
was
gauging his pain. I was really looking out for it.
He was taking care of everything.
Oh, great.
He was taking
Good.
Care of everything. That reminds me of when I had to drive cross country with my ex-wife she had a stick. I didn't drive a stick, so she drove the whole way.
She was not your ex-wife at the time.
Nope.
I think
she was my pre-wife at the time.
Okay. Oh, pre-wife.
I'm shocked that wasn't a deal breaker.
Right.
That?
Yeah.
The stick driving?
You made me drive 1,800 miles, 3,000 miles. And
made me drive 6,000 miles alone.
We were driving out to L.A. I was there in the car with her, and then we got a flat, and I took the tire off, and I put the spare on, okay. And I left the tire on the side of the road. I didn't realize
you take it with you?
Right. Yeah. So we drive in
Texas. Such a manly man.
I can't believe you changed a tire.
Now, yeah. I've done that many times. But leaving the tire on the side of the road, I get to the tire place. They're like, where's the wheel? So it was on the side of the road.
Yeah. Did you have to go back?
We had to go back 60 miles. And then when we find Susan, we see it. I'm like, stop. She drives like a quarter mile ahead, so I got to walk back. And carry a tire.
That seems fair.
Hopefully you felt shame.
I'm sure that
was
on purpose.
This is before you guys got married.
This is before we got married.
And you still got married.
And before we got divorced.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more important that it's before we got divorced. So, I want to get back to, we went on so many tangents, but you said something about 64 days before he's traded.
Yes.
Do you think that might happen where Toronto might just flip him? Because he's going to be like, if I wasn't playing in Texas, I'm certainly not playing here.
Right. So, in the best, Kawhi's already come out and said, well, through sources, that he has no interest in playing in Toronto.
Right.
So even if they did keep him and he did report and he was on the team and he played this season, it would only be for 6 months.
Yes. That's best case for them.
That's a certainty. The thing that Toronto did was they were able to get out of that DeRozan contract.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's pretty much all they gave up. What they gained was a huge bargaining chip to add real pieces.
Right.
So
which they couldn't get for him otherwise.
Initially, what was thought as a dumb, ridiculous move by Toronto's staff turns out to be, it could be one of the things to help turn that franchise over.
To move
in terms
ahead.
Of
thinking to move ahead.
If L.A., which they still do, the Lakers still want Kawhi Leonard, now they have to deal with the Raptors.
Yep.
So what do the Lakers have? They have an influx of talented wing players.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Here's a trade I'm going to throw out. Lakers send Josh Hart, Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, and Luol Deng for the contract.
Okay.
To Toronto for Kyle Lowry, and it's a total reset in Toronto with all those young guys. Because Lowry's not going to help you without.
Yeah, but his price tag, he's making way too much money.
But if you can get rid of Luol Deng,
you get rid of
Kyle Lowry.
But what you do is
host this show.
Oh, that's the end music.
Oh,
don't
we're
worry.
Done.
Well,
oh,
we're no, close, but
she can't wait. Is this over? Should I turn my mic off? No, but I think they're not going to give Brandon Ingram away.
No, that they
not
seem
now.
To be, no,
they
right.
would have given him to the Spurs,
right?
But they won't give him to Toronto because they know it's a 6 months. It's and
they,
6 months.
They have
months
leverage,
so they don't. Toronto doesn't have all the leverage. They'll be able to get like Kyle Kuzma. They possibly maybe be able to get Ball, depending on if what the Lakers want to do.
Yeah.
You got to remember, Rondo is a 1 year rental.
Yeah.
Lakers don't have a point guard.
So
no, in a point guard driven league.
That's why I'm thinking of Lowry.
Okay, I can see that. That makes sense. I don't think Toronto will want to part ways with Lowry.
Yeah, they like him. Although in the playoffs, he's shit.
Toronto as a whole in the playoffs.
That's why I think they might want to just wipe the slate clean. You know, but what do you think, Maul?
Why does Toronto have a basketball team?
It is unusual.
I went to one of the last home games in Vancouver, and it was sad.
Yes.
The there were nothing in the gift shops. There was no merchandise. We went down to like the 12th row. I've said this before. I saw Chris Webber score 40 points. Never went in the key. Just kept getting the ball at the top of the key, and he'd like kind of do a pump fake and then hit a jumper.
There you go.
The laziest 40 points I've ever seen. So it was, you know, nobody cared. Sharif Abdul-Rahim wasn't playing great defense.
No.
But it was sad. So, yes, but Toronto fans go to their games, I guess.
Oh, yeah, big
Toronto
time.
is a good basketball city.
It's
Vince
a good
Carter,
city.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Carter helped Toronto Raptors be a viable team to watch.
Did Toronto have McGrady
and Vince Carter, who found out they were cousins before they played with each other?
Huh?
Yeah.
They found out they were cousins before. They didn't know that all along.
Not all along. They didn't know.
And that didn't work out.
It took the moms getting together like, hey, that's your cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
And why didn't that work out?
Well,
did McGrady want?
He wanted to come back to America, number one, like most players up there. Right. And it just, he didn't want to be second fiddle.
Right. Yep.
Right?
Why do so many guys do that?
Because they like, think if you were beyond talented athletically.
Think about it. Yeah. Imagine right? what it must be like.
Imagine, well,
athletically, I imagine it often. The other parts, I got it.
All right. Imagine if you had a skill set that was dominant, but you played in a situation in a system where you weren't allowed to show that dominance or expand on that dominance. Right? You have all of this in you, right?
Yeah.
You can come out, you can score 40, you can score 30, but all anybody is ever talking about is Nooch.
So sorry.
And an opportunity came up.
Well, when you put it in that context.
But seriously, but an opportunity came up to where you could go have your team.
Yeah. All right. I see that ahead of time. And
you're young, though. You're not 34. Right. You're 24 years old.
You're young, and you're right. You're at the top of your game. You're also at the top of your confidence, probably. You're also probably at the bottom of your critical, logical thinking.
Right.
Because so you're right. If he stays in Toronto, best case scenario, he's Scottie Pippen, maybe. Mm-hmm. But looking back on all of it, would you rather be Scottie Pippen with the titles and the Hall of Fame, or McGrady, who had a better maybe individual career, never made it out of the second round till he was in like on the bench in San Antonio? Like, that's what he gave up, essentially, I think.
Yeah. And that's what you have to weigh. You look at the situation where Dwayne Wade was one of the top five best players in the NBA and chose to take a back seat to LeBron James in the prime of his career.
I know.
Yep.
That's the part I never understood. Yep. Like, that was a huge sacrifice.
But
I mean,
he got to the finals 4 years and won two titles that he wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah, but he did win a title and was a finals MVP.
On his own, right.
On his own, like,
and
literally.
And maybe that's what made it easier for him to do.
Right.
He had already established his credentials and could afford to have, he could put his ego aside a little after
People
that.
Forgot how good Dwayne Wade was.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
When he won that championship, do you remember in those finals games, he was scoring the last 24 points.
Nobody else had the
games.
Ball. Because everyone else on those teams were rebounders. Well, there was Shaq, but it was end of career Shaq.
Real. Like, he could score at any moment on anybody. Yeah. Don't you agree, Molly?
Yep.
He was Jordan-esque because there was the three wasn't a part of his game either.
No.
He's second or third best two guard ever?
He's got as many championships,
been.
Yeah.
So you say that got taken away
from
him.
He sacrificed those type of conversations by welcoming in another alpha male who took over the team. And he said it. This is LeBron's team.
Yeah, but I bet he had more fun those years.
Absolutely.
Than he would have.
Oh, yeah. In Miami with your buddies.
And again, I think that's an adult decision to make like that, where you're like, I'm going to do that, and it's going to pay off that way.
Well, does that put him in a special category where people will think of him like, oh, yeah, he's got three championships?
Well, it's interesting. He did that and is credited. Kevin Durant, now what Kevin Durant did was a little bit different, where he gets vilified for that.
Yeah.
His career will be hurt in a way, I think, unless he somehow goes and does it afterwards by himself.
Yeah.
Which it depends on how many championships these guys win.
That's
like, if they rattle off three more championships in a row,
that's crazy.
Which is possible.
Or
then no one is.
Or they win. What if they win one more and then? Now, what if they win one more and then Durant goes to the Lakers and wins four?
That is
the Lakers.
My dream.
Yeah, right.
That is my dream scenario that I've run in my mind a thousand times. He signed another 1+1 deal, which means he can opt out in year two and become a free agent. Why not join LeBron in Los Angeles?
And Kawhi.
Yeah.
And let's change the narrative. I would be up for that.
It would. It's kind of crazy if you're one of the other 28 teams. But
they have opportunities. And people always argue against what Golden State has done.
Yeah.
So this is what I pose to you. What is the core of Golden State? Name me three core players of Golden State.
Steph, Green, and I'm going to say Durant.
No.
You're going to say it too.
Clay.
Steph, Green, and Clay. Guess what? They were all drafted
around
by Golden State.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't come from other places. They didn't get together and say, hey, let's go to this team. That core group by themselves won 73 games and a championship the year prior.
Before, right.
Right? People are like, oh, my God, I can't believe what Golden State is doing. They added one person.
Yeah.
Right?
But
they were already a championship team and the best regular season team the world had ever seen.
That's why everyone was mad.
Without any free agent.
Yes.
Other than Andre Iguodala.
Right, right.
Right? So when all of this criticism is heaped on top of them about, oh, my God, they're cheating the system and all that. Tell me, if you owned a team.
Oh, yeah.
And you won a championship, and you had a great nucleus that guys you built. And remember, Steph Curry, they were worried he would be a bust because he had ankle.
That's why he signed for $11 million a year.
Right?
Yep.
Draymond Green was an afterthought almost at the end of the draft.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson was in the teens in terms of a draft pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these teams had time, had opportunities to draft these players. Yep. None of them did.
No.
Golden State got all three of them.
True.
And built them to be what they are now. And then you add someone like Kevin Durant who says, yo, I want to come join you guys. As an owner, do you say, nah, we're good?
No, you don't. And and Durant is your reward for those great picks.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't have those good players, he's
not
interested. So that's true. And actually, as you think about it, I would bet Clay, Draymond, and
Posada, Jeter, Rivera.
No, but those guys, I would bet, are all – one of the three best players taken in that slot, wherever they were drafted.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
And definitely Draymond. No question about that.
And Clay probably too. And even
Steph.
He's a Hall of Famer at seven. You don't usually see that. So, yeah, you're right. And then why didn't Washington sign Boogie Cousins with John Wall?
Like, well, they didn't offer him any money.
Why didn't anyone offer him any money?
Okay, so I have a little inside intel on this.
All right. Oh. And that we'll wrap up on this inside intel.
The big two questions that came out were, number one, why would the Pelicans let Rondo go?
Uh-huh.
Because it was so great for them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And number two, why wouldn't they offer Boogie Cousins a contract? So in terms of Boogie Cousins, he wanted a max deal. From the Pelicans. He wanted a max deal. They told him, check the market.
Yeah.
Right? See what the market bears. The market was barren.
Yeah.
Right, no one wanted a Boogie Cousins who's coming off an Achilles injury, who hadn't been known for his fitness and being in shape.
Right,
right. So you got a 7-foot guy who's a little on the heavy side, although he's a dynamic player when healthy. No one wanted to take the chance Achilles and then that locker room demeanor.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh, and he's gonna be dynamite just for the record.
So.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, he's gonna be great. He's gonna be great.
27-13 guy.
All day long. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So. Golden State says, we'll give you the veteran minimum.
It's a flyer.
He's like, okay, I'll go win a championship for 1 year, and then I'll go get $140 million from wherever.
Yep.
In terms of Rondo, if you look at Rondo, out of the top 28 point guards in the NBA, where do you guys think Rondo was ranked during the regular season? All categories.
I think he's going to be higher than what I'm going to say because of his defense and passing. I would think he'd be in the late 20s, but you're going to give me a higher number.
I'm going to say 11.
16.
He was 28th ranked point guard out of 28.
Wow.
Right? Now, the fact that he did what he did in the playoffs, he's playoff Rondo.
He's playoff.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rondo wanted a multiple-year deal without a discount. Right? They couldn't afford to do anything in free agency if they give Rondo, who was terrible in the regular season,
he's the worst shooting
multiple
point
year
guard
contract.
In the last 20 years.
Yeah. Now, you can't give him that. You can't sacrifice that type of money for him, hoping you make it back to the playoffs.
True.
Yep.
That's what happened.
You're not giving him all that money for the 3 weeks in June.
And nobody sees that. All they just said, well, he was wonderful in the playoffs. Why wouldn't they re-sign him? Yeah, because he didn't want to. They would have loved to give him $9 million for a year. He wasn't going to take that in New Orleans.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to take a discount. He took a discount for the Lakers because he wanted to come be out here in L.A. and play with LeBron.
And he might get traded at the deadline to a playoff contender if the Lakers aren't where they need.
Well, they will be where they need to be.
You think so? We're gonna do some. We can gamble legally, right?
Well, let me ask you this. How many games do you think LeBron James is worth?
But how many is he going to play?
I'll ask you first. How many games do you think he's worth?
25.
How many do you think?
40.
Wait, what do you? I don't understand the question.
Wins. How many wins? There's 82 in a
LeBron
season.
LeBron James himself can guarantee you how many wins.
Basically, if LeBron's playing with the four of us here, that's how many wins does an NBA team get?
What did you say?
I said 25. He said 40.
I'm going to say 35.
35. That's good. What do you think? So in the West, he's guaranteed 20 wins.
Okay.
All right. As a player, he's guaranteed 20 wins. Right, himself joining any team in the West.
What do they
whether
have
it be the
year?
Suns or wherever it is, they have 37. So that puts him at 57.
Well,
right,
that's like fourth seed. Maybe.
It doesn't matter. All you got to do is get into the playoffs. He showed that in the Eastern Conference where he was the fourth seed and they made it to the finals. Yeah.
But we got a lot of time to talk about this.
Yes.
And that was a terrible Cleveland roster. That
was
the
awful.
Last couple years.
It was
just for the record.
It
that,
was awful.
That was essentially
this Laker roster would sweep that.
That's true.
Well.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that got real sportsy. Maul, I didn't
I'm
know.
I'm okay.
I know you're okay.
She's
but
with us.
We'll introduce. I have some fun games I want to play with, but we've gone too far today. No. But we'll do some fun games if we get this group together another time. But if we don't, there'll be
no fun games
for anyone.
No fun games. That's fine.
Thanks to everybody. Thanks to LaCroix. For hydrating us. And thanks to you listeners. Bye. Go ahead.
I
you
was just
going to
say,
I
had told you that the only time I have LaCroix is when I go over my white friend's house. No African-American person that I've ever known.
Everyone enjoys it, but only white people buy it.
Has ever had this in their refrigerator. I've never one time. And I have quite a few black friends.
Yeah, sure. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
They've never one time said, hey, would you like a LaCroix?
I thought that
Pumpernickel
was like
or
Pumpernickel.
Saskatchewan.
I thought that
I don't
was
know, whatever.
A regional, like Louisiana drink. LaCroix.
Yeah, no. Just to throw that out there.
That
so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's not going to happen.
All right.
Well. It is good, though.
Just throw
that's
out.
That, yeah, no, that's a good thing to go out on.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, boy. Bye. Folks. Bye, bye.
Bye, boy.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.